Hi, my name is Alexander. I am 12 years old, and I am from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, I'm Les, Alex's father.
I'm Heidi. I'm Alex's mom.
I was born allergic to tree nuts, milk, and eggs.
Alex, at a very young age, had a severe reaction to yogurt.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes.
The doctor told us she would never be able to have any product with milk or egg in it and no nuts.
It was scary because there's always a little voice in the back of your head like, if this has potentially milk, you could die.
When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes.
At that point, she was so allergic to milk that we couldn't even take her into a Starbucks because the air had enough milk in it that would cause her to have a reaction.
We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves.
We couldn't do anything. We couldn't go out to a vacation. We couldn't go to a hotel because the sheets, she would go into allergic reaction from the sheets. We couldn't trust any food.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone.
She stopped breathing. And we were giving her mouth to mouth.
She did have significant, severe reactions.
It was no vacations for about 10 years. No going out, watching over, hovering over her.
I couldn't eat most pancakes. I couldn't eat milk. I couldn't eat omelets. I couldn't eat cakes. I couldn't eat ice cream. I couldn't have pizza.
I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you.
We were devastated, and we said, no, we're going to trust the process, we're going to trust Dr. Wood. And then when she got into the study, all she said is, I'm going to be cured. She was.
Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves.
The study was life-changing.
You can't give up. And she didn't quit on us, and we didn't quit on her. And the same thing with what Johns Hopkins did. They didn't quit on us.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone.
There were many, many times she could have easily died. She would not be able to do this without Johns Hopkins.
I'm completely cured from all food allergies thanks to Johns Hopkins.
It would not have happened without their faith in us and our faith in them. She survived, she lived, and now she's free.
Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come home.
There are children every year who die of food allergies. It's a life and death thing that you live with every day.
Without places like the Johns Hopkins Children's Center, so many more children would not survive, and families would be completely different.
Oh, you can hurt me. Well, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me. I won't ever let you go.
She is going to set the world on fire because she has the ability to do that now. This is absolutely possible, but not without people donating, not without money, and not without incredibly bright people at Johns Hopkins.
Hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.